Alex Anthopoulos, GM of the Blue Jays. How you doing, Alex?
Very well.
Mike Wilner says hello.
Tell Mike I say hi.
All right. He said it, but he didn't sound like he meant it. I just want to let you know. Alex, right off the front, I want to get to kind of what's been circulating through social media over the last hour or so. There's some quotes coming out of your room down in Houston, and it just seems like some guys are disappointed stuff didn't get done today.
Let's read them in case Alex is not aware of them.
First off, Alex, have you heard some of what's going on here?
No, I know that I was just told Jose Bautista said it, which I actually agree with him. I mean, I think I was just mentioned this before. Someone played a clip for me, which is I'd say the exact same thing. Other teams in our division got better. Some of the guys are a little disappointed, is what I heard. But you know, and believe in our guys, all that kind of stuff, and that's what I expect. If we have players coming out saying, you know what, I am so pumped we did not add a player today. This is an exciting, great day. Then all those guys in that clubhouse are always going to want to get better. They're always going to want players added, which they should. And I wouldn't expect them to say anything else. So I mean, that's what I would say. If I'm a player, that's how I feel. That's how the organization, ownership, front office feels. We definitely want to add players, though. The tough part about it is, you know, and I just brought this up earlier on another interview I was doing. I wish I could have a transcript of maybe some of the things that were proposed to us. And it's, you know, not that they weren't fair, but, you know, a lot of the deals we talked about, everyone was asking us about our best players on our big league team. And I don't want to name them, but I think everybody can put two and two together to know who our best players are. So I think on the one hand, we had the ability to go get some of the top guys that got moved today. The flip side of that was we would have been saying goodbye to a bunch of guys on that 25-man that are really good players and are really helping us win a lot of games right now. And I think people would have been really upset to see some of those guys go. So the unfortunate part about it is that no one can really sit down and divulge all the offers and counteroffers. But we'd love to add, but if we have to create a hole in some other area and take guys, really productive, good players off our big league team that are currently helping us win games, it doesn't make any sense for us.
Could you give us one example? I think that's what the fans want to hear. They want to hear an example.
Well, I guess I can say this is, you know, because you do have to show respect, obviously, other GMs and teams, and I wouldn't want everyone, you know, airing, you know, conversations and so on. But I guess what I would say that, you know, ideally for us, we would have been more focused on a prospect-type deal so we can add to the big league club. And I know for, you know, some really good players that were out there, you know, I had some GMs tell me, look, we're not going to do a prospect deal. We're just not there. We want to keep winning games. And if we do something, we need big league players and we need good big league players. And I still was open to it because I'm not saying we're looking to trade everybody off our 25-man, but I still want to know what the price is. And if you're going to get better, as painful as it might be, and you're taking players off your current 25-man, we're open to doing it. But ultimately, when you find out what that's going to cost, and then you look back and you look at the team and you say, well, okay, I've created a hole in these two or three spots to hopefully get better in one area, and you look back at your team and say, we're worse. You got the guy everyone would love to have and everyone's excited, but you just created three other holes on your team. So, you know, without being specific on a trade offer, I can say that there was a lot of GMs that did not want to do prospect deals, and understandably so.
Alex, are you concerned that the comments made by to Barry from Bautista and Jansen will go on the field with this team?
No, not at all. And I can't stress this enough. I would not expect anything else. I expect the players, one, they're really competitive, as we all know, and you want that. As a GM, one of the things you ask your scouts to evaluate is how competitive are these guys, and I think we have a great group. It's a really selfless group as well, and I think that's been shown from Edwin Encarnacion playing left, Bautista playing first. You know, he's told me, hey, if you need to get an outfielder and you need me to play third, I'm going to third. And that's unprompted from me. That's Jose just saying, hey, whatever you need, I'm going to play wherever you need me to play. And whether it's guys in the bullpen, guys in the rotation, it's been an amazing group and how they've really pulled together. And they're obviously playing really well. But These guys know at this time of year, hey, we've got a chance to get better. We've got a chance to add players. And why wouldn't you be excited, especially when you hear some of these names that are getting moved around? And sometimes I can have some private conversations about players. And I remember actually one I had a few years ago and telling a player, hey, we had a chance to get this all-star caliber player. And he's like, oh, that would have been great. And then I said, well, the hard part about it is you would have been the guy going. And he goes, ooh, I don't think that would have worked. So that's the stuff that no one, unfortunately, knows. But that's a lot of the talk that we had was having to pull guys off that are really doing well. I mean, we don't mind taking some guys off the team that aren't performing as well or having down years to get better. Those deals are really easy. To take players that are having great years and really performing well and help us win games, to get someone who's a little bit more established and a little bit more of a name player, but you could argue not as productive currently, and you have to do more than one of those guys, that one's tough, to sit back and say your team, at least for 2014, has improved.
Alex Anthopoulos here on Primetime Sports. Alex, considering some things that were reported over the last 2 weeks, I get the feeling there's a large section of your fan base that believes today maybe wasn't just about deals you didn't like. They feel maybe potentially you were hamstrung payroll-wise, and you weren't free to do maybe what you wanted to do. Is that accurate?
No, and I know that that's kind of been a, you know, I never have really loved to talk about or divulge ever specifically from year to year, and that's been for all the years that I've been in this chair, what our payroll is in a certain year and all that. But you know, this is one time I kind of talked about it today because I just felt like it's become a bit of a runaway train with that. I've been asked that a lot. And as we go through the trade deadline, I update Paul Beeston on everything we're doing, talks we're having. You know, you're doing payroll projections, things like that. You're just basically mapping everything out going forward. And I can tell you unequivocally, we had the money to do anything we wanted at this trade deadline right now. And ownership is, I think they're as excited as anybody about the way the team is playing. I think they've seen how excited not only the city of Toronto, but Canada is. So anything that we did or did not do was strictly baseball related. And, you know, it'd be easy to say, well, it just came down to dollars, but it came down to baseball trades. And I think there's another thing that kind of gets lost a little bit, and we don't necessarily advertise this, but this is the highest payroll in the history of the organization by far. And the payroll has gone up 12%, or I think even more than that, over last year. And then the year prior to that, it's gone up a ton. So I mean, the support from ownership has been through the roof, and especially at this time of year, when I go to Paul and I sit down with him and I present some deals to him, you know, he's the one that has those conversations. I had the clearance to basically do anything we wanted to do as long as we felt from a baseball standpoint it was the right move. And ultimately, that was the hang-up. That's where we hit a wall pulling some of these guys off the 25-man to get a named player but ultimately make the team worse.
So at the waiver deadline a month from now, if you guys are still in it and close and you like what you see, whether it's 5, 10, 15 million, you're good to go on that.
Yep, I had the exact conversation. I said, you know, obviously when we turn to, you know, we're going to turn to August 1st tomorrow. It's exactly what we talked about as well, is there's probably going to be some opportunities, and guys that might slide are going to be guys that make some money, most likely. Otherwise, the guys that don't make any money, if we're doing well in the standings, they won't get to us. They'll probably get claimed before they even get to us. So our opportunities are probably going to be players with higher salaries, and there's definitely a component there where you can try to take advantage and get a really good player. And that's why you've seen some guys in the past get moved at that time of year due to the money. So I've been given all the assurances in the world that we see a guy we like that we want to go out and get. We'll be able to do that next month.
You know, Alex, I always try to put myself in the shoes of the general manager on a day like this and a season like this. And you've got the Red Sox, you've got two powerhouses financially in your division. You've got the Red Sox who've waved the white flag on the season, and you've got the Yankees, and I think you're better than they are. And I would look at this in this year, and if I was in your shoes, the biggest question I would ask is, if I don't add and count on the guys coming back from injury to make the difference, will I regret it in a year like this where the Red Sox are down and the Yankees are down? Do you ask yourself that question?
You know what? I would if we had the ability to add without subtracting from the big league team. And that's really, we were hopeful that we could add significant, obviously, impact players. That's what everyone wants to do, and not have to touch, you know, some of our established and some of our best performers. And unfortunately, a lot of those deals, you know, didn't materialize. And, you know, again, just generally speaking, just you look at Boston trades their ace. You know, they get a home run derby champion, an all-star caliber player they have under control. I mean, it's a Oakland gave up a really good contributing player, and you didn't see him go in a prospect deal.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's not to say that's right or wrong. I mean, that's, you know, clearly that's what they decided to do there, and that's just an example of a deal of there was an established player going back, and a really good one, and a guy that they control, but a guy who's a big piece of the A's. So I would think, you know, that there would be a component of what you talked about, but knowing that you have to subtract at the same time multiples of the good performers, it doesn't even take that long to say no. You just basically you hit a wall and you move on to the next thing.
Alex Anthopoulos here on Primetime Sports. The non-waiver trade deadline came and went. The Jays did not make any trades. Alex, I'm curious. I mean, you have three bats out of your lineup here, obviously, in Encarnacion, Lowry, and Lind. I'm curious, if those three are healthy and you have your full deck, does that change your philosophy at all today? Do you get, I don't want to say riskier or loose with it, but does it change your philosophy at all today?
Good, really good point. I'm not sure because I guess, are we in the same spot in the standings? How are those guys playing? You know, we didn't necessarily aggressively pursue position players. I mean, there was some that we talked about that would have been clear-cut upgrades, and then there were a few that were just some name players that weren't performing, that we just didn't know that they were ultimately going to be that much of an upgrade to us, especially with some of those other guys coming back. So, I mean, I think the strategy would have changed a little bit if we had gotten news or word that maybe those guys were going to be out for the season or they were a month away, because we did talk about that too. One of the things we tried to get a good read on is how far is Lind, how far is Encarnacion, and we don't have a time frame, but there was a little internal discussion of if these guys are out a month, say, which we don't expect that to be the case, well, you know what, that's 4 weeks of really important games, and that was one of the dynamics where you tried to balance to say, you know what, we may have to do something and then just at that point put a player on the bench when these guys come back, but just to get through and to, you know, to be as competitive as we can be. But ultimately it seemed like within 2 weeks tops we felt like we would get everybody back, and, you know, maybe within a week on some of these guys. Obviously Lowry and Lind are getting really, really close. So, you know, that changed the dynamic there as well. But I think you always want to try to add a frontline starter. You always want to try to improve the bullpen whenever you can. I mean, you need those things going down the stretch. I'd probably say that was the time that was most spent and the areas, really, that we tried to attack.
Purely for my own edification, did you ever, ever, ever have a chance at David Price?
I probably couldn't say, but I would say this. I believe we had a chance, more than a chance, at practically every player that was traded, unless there was a no trade clause on some of these guys and we happened to be on it. But we definitely had the ability to do it. And, you know, look, and I think every team can say that too. If you're willing to trade the right guys off your big league team, you really can do anything you want. So if you wanted to say, generally speaking, did we ever get close to a big deal, I would say no. Did we ask about every prominent player that was traded? Did we get a sense of what the starting point and the anchors, if you want to call them that, to a deal would be? Yes, we certainly knew that. And almost every case for us, those guys were the guys that are performing the best on this team. And I really think, had we even gone down the path, I think everybody would have been up in arms saying, how could we have traded those guys?
Alex, just out of curiosity on my end as well, if you could tell me, since we have you,
sure.
When were you out on Lester, assuming you were in?
Again, same. You know, and I'm dying to sit here and just like spill the beans and tell you guys everything
so
that went down. And I know it's only the three of us here, so
no one's listening or watching.
Right,
listening.
Exactly. It's just the three of us, three guys. And I guess all I'd say is we're in or out on deals once we know really. Are we really entertained? Because some GMs are very cut and dry, and they'll just say, look, You know, what happens, I guess, a lot of time in trade talks is you'll have a GM tell you, look, it's a deal would probably have to look like this. They'll probably tell you, look, I'm not committing to this, but a deal would have to look something like this. And, you know, these three guys, these four guys, or two of these three, something along those lines. That's normally the way it works. And then you ultimately might come back and say, you know what, it's a little rich. Is there anybody else? They may come back and say, well, you know what, there might be some other guys that will spend a little more time. Or they might say, look, we're not going to budge on these guys. This is who it's going to be. If you're not willing to talk to these guys, we're going to move on to the next team. And some clubs, you know that when they say that, they mean it. Other clubs, it may change over time and their offers and so on. But for the most part, when they start throwing out some of our all-star caliber players, some of our elite performers, and say, because you're not normally doing one-for-one. We would normally have to give up two or three of those guys. And you say, well, I get it. Another guy's more established. He's done more in his career. But now we're pulling three guys that are doing a great job on our team, even though they're not established. Are we better? And it's easy to say, really, a lot of times you're not, but you understand the ask. You don't even get anywhere, and then I guess at that point you're out.
All right, here's the last one for me. It's a completely unrelated topic. I was looking at Stroman's numbers today. His career high innings pitched last year was 111. He's at 110 now with both Buffalo and Toronto. Alex, is he on any kind of innings limit?
He's not, and I think what gets lost about last year is he started out, he had the suspension last year, and we had him pitch in extended spring training, and ultimately there's no league and they don't keep stats for that. So we had him starting. So, and it was for exactly that exact reason. We wanted to build up the innings and so on. And if you look at what he did at Duke, I think he's around 110.
Mm-hmm.
Then he probably threw another 30 with us or maybe 40 tops, whether it was between Vancouver, New Hampshire, and so on. But last year, even though the box score showed up, I think, on the 21st or 23rd of May when the suspension was over, for 6 weeks or more, he was in a rotation and he pitched. And on top of that, you know, we brought him at the end of spring training. He came to Philadelphia with us,
mm-hmm.
and he pitched. So he had been going for a while. He was in minor league spring training. He was starting games there. So he was stretched out the entire time. So his innings total was probably more in the 160 type range, or maybe a little bit below that. But he's fine, and we think these guys are going to end up in the 180 to 190 range, and that would be fine. It's the same thing for Hutch. So we don't have a total on these guys. And and the one other guy I think that's been talked about, there's been a lot of talk about Aaron Sanchez only having 30 left or 25 left. We do not have a hard number for Aaron. I think he was about 110 last year when you include the Arizona Fall League. We're not going to get him to 200. I mean, there's no way he's going to end up doing that, but there's no formula that says 30 innings, 20 innings, 40 innings. You try to give him rest, you see how he feels, but if Aaron Sanchez was to end up at 140, 160, for example, we wouldn't have a problem with that. It'd be more to continue to do strength tests with our trainers and see how he feels.
All right.
Final question on my end, Alex. In terms of phone calls you received over the past little bit for your young pitchers, and we can put two and two together.
Sure.
Was it what you expected, below what you expected, or the volume even higher than you expected? How would you characterize it?
You always expect it, but it was incredibly high. And, we got hit on those guys a ton. And you always get hit on young arms, but they're performing so well at the big league level. And obviously Aaron just got there. So Marcus and even Drew, you know, they've had good years. And you know, like you said, Stroman's really been on a nice run. And you're always going to get asked for your young players, that especially that are performing at the big league level. Teams are always going to go after those guys. They don't make any money. They make the minimum salary. You control them for 6 years or less. And that's a great currency to have in this game, and those are always the guys that carry the greatest value, young players that are performing at a high level. So fair to say that the same way we ask about those guys, we got asked about those guys a ton.
Alex, I can appreciate how busy the last week has been for you. Go get some sleep, and we appreciate the time. Thank you.
All right, guys, enjoyed it.